Welcome to the Helping Families Be Happy podcast, where we explore the often messy world of family, love, and relationships. I'm your host for this podcast, Christopher Robbins, the co-founder of Familias Publishing, husband, father of nine, author, fly fisherman, and backpacker based in the beautiful Central Valley of California. We hope to bring you nourishing, real-life information about love, family, relationships, and life. Now, I'm happy to introduce today's guest, Heather Hester. Now, Heather is the founder of Chrysalis Mama, which provides support and education to parents and allies of LGBTQIA adolescents, teenagers, and young adults. She is also the creator, host of the top 1.5% podcast, Just Breathe, Parenting Your LGBTQ Teen. As an advocate and coach, she believes the coming out process is equal parts beautiful and messy. She works with her clients to let go of fear and feelings of isolation so that they can reconnect with themselves and their children with awareness and compassion. Heather also works within organizations via specialized programming to bring education and empowerment with a human touch. She is so excited to announce the release of her first book this month, Parenting with Pride, Unlearn Bias, Embrace, Empower, and Love Your LGBTQ Teen. Married to the funniest guy she's ever known and the mother of four extraordinary kids, two of them who are LGBTQIA and one sassy mini Bernie Doodle, Heather believes in being authentic and embracing the messiness. You can almost always find her a cup of coffee nearby, whether she's at her computer, on her yoga mat, or listening to her favorite music. Now, today we're talking about parenting our LGBTQ plus teens. This podcast aligns with the Familias habits, learn together, love together, and talk together. You can learn more about the Familias 10 Habits of Happy Families by going to the Habit Hub blog on familias.com. For the video of this podcast, please go to the Familias YouTube channel. Now, welcome, Heather. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I am delighted to be here.
Yeah, well, so tell us a little bit more about your podcast, Just Breathe, and how that started.
Sure. So Just Breathe actually started a little bit about a year and a half after I started my website, which was kind of a place that I had decided to dump all of the great information that I had been finding as we had begun our journey with our son when he came out as gay. And I had people started reaching out to me, and I thought, well, you know, a good way to reach more people might be through a podcast. So I started my podcast in 2019, right before the pandemic hit. And it took off more than I ever could have imagined. And I think it was partly because I do a lot of solo episodes that are just from my heart and just talking about our experiences and our family. And then I've had on some really interesting and amazing guests who have shared their expertise in areas kind of all across the board, from mental health to psychology to being a member of the community, giving a very personal, you know, look from their perspective. So it's just been such a joy to be able to have this podcast and be able to offer it to the world. And then actually through my podcast is how I met another Familias author who had said to me, you know, Heather, you should write a book. And I said, well, I actually kind of have started one. And she said, well, let me introduce you to some really awesome people. So that is how I met you all. And you have been kind and just so wonderful to take my book in the form that it was when I gave it to you. And helped me bring it to this place of being able to offer it to the world. And I'm so thrilled.
And let's be clear, and thank you for that. This book is to help parents. Many parents have children who come out as gay, and maybe that's a shock to them. Maybe they come from a different paradigm of what they're expecting their family to be. And then when it deviates from what they're hoping or what they're thinking, they might have different thoughts. Some of them might be religious and it's in conflict, or some of them might have fear because of how there's discrimination and hate against people who are different. And so there's many different feelings that can come out when a child comes out as gay. And so this book is to really help a parent embrace and learn and to love and to help their child and not push them away, right?
Right. I think a lot of times, so many times we overcomplicate things that aren't. And I think this is definitely one of those where if you are in the position where you were not expecting your child to come out, now there are certainly many people out there who are perfectly just kind of rolls in with their, how they roll, how their households are. But for those parents who are taken by surprise or who think, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, that's who this book is for. And it really is a take that breath, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Know that your child just needs to be seen. They need to know that you love them for who they are right now, and they need you to do your own work. So,
okay. So our children, they always need to be seen. They need to be heard. They need to be loved, right? They deserve to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's probably the number one tool is love your child.
Right.
They need to be heard. They need to be seen. They're no matter who they are.
Right.
LGBTQ plus or they're not LGBTQ plus. They're discovering who they are. They need to explore that verbally too, don't they?
They do. They do. And that's something too, I think that sometimes is met with fear, right? That can be fearful if they're verbally expressing and as they're kind of trying to figure out, you know, who am I in this world, right? And a lot of that comes out, especially in adolescence, is like they verbally are saying all of these things. And as parents, sometimes that can seem scary because it might be different than the way we think or the way we were brought up, but that's okay. Like the whole point here and the whole, you know, one of the big things that I talk about in the book is just take a moment and approach it with curiosity and approach it with, wow, like this is really cool that my child is sharing with me what's going on inside of their head, right?
Trust me.
Absolutely. That is a huge, huge form of trust. But really approaching that with, wow, like, and asking those open-ended questions, asking that just being genuinely like, I never thought of it that way, or I didn't see it like that before, but now I can see where you're coming from. Just those little pieces of communicating are huge. So I think it's one thing to say, you know, you need to see your kid, you need to love them, but to actually understand how to do that is a whole nother level.
Well, I think sometimes as parents, we forget that the word love is a verb to love and it requires action. It's in our behavior and our actions that we actually show the love. And we model that for our children who are learning what love is and how to act to show that they love us too. So, okay. I love that you talked about, let's be genuinely curious. I have 9 children, 3 of whom are LGBTQ plus IA. And I remember one who met with his ecclesiastical leader and let him know. And the leader was so good and so kind. He said, you're the first person who's ever come to me and told me that. Will you help me understand what I need to know? But isn't that just, you know, he was just so open. He said, please teach me what I need to know about this so I can help others. And that was really wonderful.
Really wonderful. I mean, what a great model right there for all of us. But I think especially knowing that there are leaders out there who are asking those questions. That's huge. That's so huge.
All right. Now, it's one thing to love, to be curious, to, you know, to help our children teach us and share with us their feelings, their fears, their concerns, their curiosity, their life goals. I mean, all of this, no matter what we're talking about, it's consistent with our role as a parent. But there's work to be done, right? We need to be educated. There's a lot in the world that needs to be done. So where can we turn? And what can we do to do the work necessary to really help our family and even help the communities that are struggling with this?
Sure. So I think one of the things that is an initial sticking point for people, and this is why I always start here, is when we say unlearn bias, sometimes that can be like, ooh, well, are you saying that something's wrong with me or I'm being a bad person? No, all of us need to unlearn bias. That is across the board. That's why education is so much fun, because we just, by nature of being adults, there were certain things that we learned and growing up that we need to unlearn. That doesn't mean you're bad. That doesn't mean your upbringing was bad. It's just things have shifted, right? So that's kind of the first, just get over that there's something wrong with you, that there is not. So second, places to learn is that was the question, like, where can we get this education? Where can we find good information? Well, first of all, I'd say my book is a great place to find great information. But second of all, there are some really, really great organizations out there that I look to all the time. One is the Trevor Project. I think they do a really, really nice job with specifically mental health education, information about LGBTQ mental health for adolescents. They're really kind of specific between ages about 13 to 24, but a wealth of information there. Human Rights Campaign is another one. They have a lot of, it's much more broad base of information where you can, a lot of like really basic questions that you might have as your child is first coming out. I think that is a great place to go. It's a place that I went initially to just ask or answer some of those really, really basic questions. And then I would say, you know, look to, you know, depending where you are geographically, you may have some really good youth family services organizations that are in your area. Look to those, because a lot of times there are people there who are just a wealth of information and have a ton of experience. So those would be my three suggestions.
Oh, very good. Wonderful. Yeah. Now, people who pick up your book, and the book is available wherever books are sold, nationwide as well as internationally. What is the one thing that you hope that people discover about themselves once they finished your book?
I hope that people discover that it's all been in them all along. It may have been covered up. It may have been stuffed down deep inside, but that they can love unconditionally their child, that they can be the ally that their child needs and that their children need, that the fear that they had, they don't need that fear. They can let go of that fear, and that they are a strong, capable person who was not alone on this journey.
Right. Thank you. You know, and again, as a father and as a religious, a man of faith, I would like to share with our audience, those who might be religious and might be concerned, first and foremost, is your child and those around you are children of God and endowed with divine inheritance. And the second great commandment is to love our neighbor. And therefore, all people, regardless of anything, deserve and have the right to be loved. And your child needs to be loved. And if you have bias, well, let's do the work. Let's unlearn bias. Let's unburden ourselves with this from bias. And let's make sure that we can embrace and love all those around us. And that's how we'll make a much better world. So, well, Heather, thank you for sharing this with us. How is your family? How are you navigating this? Is everything just wonderfully fantastic now that you've unlearned bias and embraced and empowered your LGBTQ team?
Oh my goodness. I am telling you, it's just every day I learn something new, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am, as bumpy as it was. And as, you know, scary as there were some very scary things that happened initially. We just spent a weekend with Connor in New York. He's in New York. He's doing fantastically well. And I think I could not be more grateful, because our family, the relationship that we all have, is so special, so fabulous. And I think, what a gift.
Yeah, what a gift. Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Where can our guests find you online?
They can find me. The best place to find me is on my website, which is chrysalismama.com. It's C-H-R-Y-S-A-L-I-S-M-A-M-A.com. My email is on there. Contact me there. You can find lots of fabulous information, podcast, blog, etc., and book.
Wonderful. Well, as we conclude today's podcast, I'd like to thank Finlayus for its support in bringing the podcast to your ears and your heart. We'd be thrilled if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review. And when you're ready for that next amazing book adventure, we'd be honored if you chose a book from Finlayus. One step at a time, one loving a person at a time, we can make the world a happier place.